in Bechukosai Teilechu Ves Mitzvosai Tishmoru Vasis Amosam. So this is famous Rashi. What do you mean in Bechukosai Teilechu? If you follow in the statutes and the laws. So Yoko Kiyam HaMitzvot, I might have thought that this means if you follow the laws of the Torah. But already he says Ves Mitzvosai Tishmoru Ela must mean So Yamelam Batorah refers to Amelas Batorah. In fact, there's a famous Maisa with Yisrael Salanter. He was walking by the yeshiva, and some of the students who were learning, I guess they were, I don't know if they were having a Bekiya Seder, but they were learning quickly in Tosus, the Im Tomar, which is how you ask a question in Tosus. Yesh Lomar is how you give an answer. They were, Im Tomar, Yesh Lomar, they were just going very quickly. And Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said to them, if you learn this quickly, where are you going to get your Yira Shamayim from? Where are you going to get your fear of heaven from? It's a question like, what do you mean? They're not learning Musar, which he was the Musar movement. He wasn't learning, so what do you mean the regular Shamayim? I'm trying to get Pshat and Tosis. I'm not trying to get Yira Shamayim. So what did Rabbi Yisrael Salanter mean? So Rabbi Yisrael Salanter meant is that a segula for anything, for everything, is Talmud Torah, a real segula. Not like all the segulas today. A segula, in other words, if you're not davening properly, learn the laws of Hilchas Tefillah, learn the Gemara in Brachas. If you're lacking Kriya Shema, learn the first parak. If you're speaking Lashon Hara, it's a segula that when you learn the inyanim, that will increase your Yira Shamayim and you'll be more meticulous in it. So, Rabbi Salanter was saying, it's a segula for your Yira Shamayim. In fact, on this coming Shabbos, we are benching Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Shavuos is coming. And we say in the tefillah, Avas Torah, V'yira Shamayim. What's that? Avas Torah V'yira Shamayim. That the different ways of there's other ways of getting Yira Shamayim, but one of them is through Avas HaTorah. Avas HaTorah is B'chukosai Teilechu is Amelos Batorah, because the only time you're going to have Amelos Batorah if there's Avas HaTorah is the famous Igwe Tau in his Hakdama. People think Amelos Batorah means you learn something you don't want to learn, you struggle through something that might be, there is a form of Amelos, but Amelos Batorah is Dafka, the geshmak of learning. That's where a person, the Avas Torah, causes the Amelos Batorah. And therefore, that's what he was telling his students. In fact, that's what they say over in the name of Rav Shmuel, Rav Zusky, others as well say it. How do we see Amelos Batorah in Bechukosai Teilechu? So it wasn't Teilechu that we know the difference between a malach and a human. A malach is someone who's a omeid, he can't grow, and a human is a hoach. So we know specifically when it came to Torah, when he was giving the mitzvahs to the Jew, whether it was Abraham, Moshe, we find the angels trying to get involved with Torah, and God saying, no, it's not for you. You can't keep the Torah mitzvahs. So they wanted the Torah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, the Torah was given to human beings and to become a holach. And that's why in Mechukosai Teilechu, through Torah, through Amelos Betorah, that's how a person is able to grow. Like the Gemara says, I think, Samaches in Psachim, the famous Maitzer with Rav Yose, he says, if it's not for Shavuos, I'd be like any Joe in the Shuk. Ika Yosi Bashuka. So they point out, the Lashon is, I think Rashi writes, because of the Torah that changed me, that uplifted me. Only through Amelos Batorah can a person change. And in fact, that's the that's the famous Vilna Gaon, Al Shosh Dvarim Ha'ola Omed, that Al Torah Al Avoda V'Gemiras Chasadim. But there are three categories. But he contrasted to the big three. It's like the big three we have, the things you have to give up your life for. Gila Rayas, Shrichas Damim, and Avodah Zarah. So Avodah Zarah is the end of the line in a category of Ben Adam L'Makom. Tefillah is on one end, and Avodah Zarah is the other end. Ben Adam Chesed is on one end, Shrichas Damim is the other end. Torah is one end, Gila Rayas is the other. What's the connection? Because he's saying there's a third level, besides, as people say, every Jew has two simani kashrus, but adam lamakom adam akaveiro. There's a third one, but adam liatzmo, and that's Torah. Torah is for mekul kosai teilechu. You go through Torah. That's how a person raises madrega. In fact, that's why we find, I think Rabbi Chanan writes, we find the angels when angels attacked Yaakov Avinu. What happened to Avram? What happened to Yitzchak? So Rabbi Chanan Wasserman writes, because when it comes to Avram, he represented chesed. You could do chesed all day, it's great. And you could do daven all day, it's also good. But the Yitzhar is not worried. But Yaakov represents Torah. One who's doing amelos b'Torah, watch out. And therefore the Yitzhar, the Malach, attacked and tried to stop him from learning. So that's the Yisod here. We read B'chukosai before Shavuos and B'chukosai Teilechu. That's Mitzvosai Tishmor Yamelos B'Torah. That's what we shoot for all year round, but it's definitely the night of Shavuos. And that's why we say Ben Shosh Chodesh Avas Torah V'Yira Shamayim. It's only through that Yamelos B'Torah, as Yerushalayim Yisrael Salanta pointing out, that we end up leading to our Yirah Shamayim. That's the greatest segula of all, is Talmud Torah, and specifically Amelus Batorah.